Actually, Abna is the name given in Ghana to a girl born on a Tuesday. Looking up from the colourful Burning Spear album he had been examining, Wesley spoke for the first time, his pale blue eyes staring at her dispassionately.
Is that so? That's interesting. It's Faye, is that right?
He paused for a moment, continuing after she nodded in confirmation.
What about yourself? You were born on which day?
To Faye's surprise, his accent was, if possible, even more pronounced than Jiggy's. She collected her thoughts as best as she could through the rum-induced fog that was fast enveloping her. Thursday. My home name is Akua. It's spelt A-K-U-A, but you pronounce it like Akua? She started giggling as the powerful rum hit her. She didn't notice Michael's frown as she took another sip of the rum and carried on, now determined to reclaim her cultural credentials. There are names for boys too, like Kofi Annan. You know, he used to be the Secretary General of the United Nations. Well, he's from Ghana, and Kofi is the name for a boy born on a Friday. Everyone in the room had now stopped to listen to her. The only sound to be heard in the room was the wail of Maxi Priest begging someone to make my day.
Well, fancy that now,
Philomena said, clearly impressed with her guest's knowledge of her cultural heritage. Heaving herself off her cushion with surprising agility, she swayed over to the drinks tray and, without stopping to ask, generously topped up Faye's pink glass, now almost empty.
Go on, Faye. Share some more of your culture with us, she said as she settled herself back into the immense scarlet cushion. If I come across Abna, I'll be able to tell her something I know about her homeland, she added, chuckling comfortably.
Faye shifted her almost numb but at least ethnically correct backside against the cushion that was now a far...